adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Tonight, picture yourself in your easy chair, just taking it easy, and alongside, hot buttered popcorn. Man, popcorn is easy to make with a West Bend corn popper that's easy to buy at your Pennzoil station. Here's how. Drive in and buy 8 gallons of power-packed Pennzoil premium gasoline for faster starts on cold mornings and better performance anytime. You'll get Pennzoil premium at the price of regular. And to call attention to this savings, your Pennzoil dealer also offers you a $7.95 West Bend corn popper for just $4.95. It's a double savings. Pennzoil premium and a West Bend corn popper. And to get you started, a bag of popcorn is included free. So stop today. Enjoy Pennzoil performance and enjoy hot buttered popcorn tonight.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Coyote Pup. Because the Great Southwest is a land of sharp contrasts, one finds occasionally a lush, watered valley surrounded by arid desert land. So it was in the 1870s, and then, as now, men coveted such priceless property. As our story opens, Big Jake Briggs and Ace Moulton are riding toward the little settlement of Baxter.
Suddenly.
Oh, there. Hey, Thunder, will you look at that spread, Ace?
Yeah, nice and green, Jake. I figure whoever owns that place has got plenty of water.
Close enough to the surface of the ground so as he can develop it, too. Funny we didn't come across that place when we rode to Baxter last year.
Yeah, we didn't come by here, Jake. We rode into town from the south and left the same way. That place would be nice to own.
Yeah, just what I was thinking. Worth money and gonna be worth more as more and more people move out this way. Make a nice hideout for us, too, Ace.
Yeah, it would.
Only one hombre down there working the land. And a kid playing with a dog over near where the brush starts. You ride over and take care of that kid, Ace. I'll handle the old man. We don't want any proof left against us.
All right, Jake.
Here!
Here! This'll be plumb easy. This your spread, mister?
Yes, it is.
How many living here?
Just me and the boy, Jimmy.
That's all I want to know.
Hey, easy with that gun.
That takes care of you, mister.
Get up.
Now, if Ace has got that kid, we'll be all set. Hey, Ace, check out the kid.
Run off into the brush when he saw me coming. But I shot the dog.
Oh, what'd you let that kid get away for?
I tell you, I couldn't help it.
No sense to chase him into that brush. It's too thick, and he's probably got all kinds of crisscross trails. We'll come back later and get him.
Yeah, we better get that hombre's body out of sight, Jake.
Yeah, then we'll ride into town. Used to be a mighty nice-looking little lady working there.
Bonjour,
Cisco. Pancho is mad hombre.
You know what, Pancho?
Pancho know why Cisco want to go to that cafe.
I want to go to the cafe in order to get a good meal, amigo.
Good meal. Meal tastes better because Senorita Mara's bring it, no?
I only want to find out if the senorita's made a go of running that cafe, Pancho.
Si, si.
Last year, when she opened the cafe, she was not sure she would.
Si, Pancho, no, Pancho. Cisco.
What is it? What?
Look, up on the hill, Cisco. It's a coyote. And carries something in the mouth.
Oh, si. That coyote is carrying food to her young.
And Pancho like to go see, Cisco.
Oh, we have not time for that, Chico. I want to get to the town of Baxter before dark is possible. Yeah, what's the matter, Diablo?
Look on it like something neither, Cisco.
Our horses are looking at the edge of the brush. Madre mia, hold up. Hold up. Get off your horse, Pancho.
What Cisco see, huh?
Poor boy, lying by the edge of the trail.
Ay, Santo, poor niño. He hurt, Cisco?
No, I do not know yet. No, he's not badly hurt. He's asleep, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
He's been crying, too. Uh-huh. His face is streaked from the tears.
Poor niño. His face and hands scratched, too, Cisco.
See, I would guess he's been running through that brush.
Look. Niño, wake up now.
Fred.
Who's the prince, Cisco?
We will see.
Uh-huh.
It's time you woke up, small one. Soon the night will be cold.
What? Hey, who are you? What do you want?
We are friends of yours, Niño. Do not be afraid of us.
Cisco and Pancho like you, Niño.
You're not the ones that shot Prince. They shot him. They'd have shot me, too, if I hadn't run away.
Not cry, Niño.
Who are they, and who is Prince?
Prince was my dog. I don't know who the men was. I'm cold.
What is your name?
It's Jimmy Walden.
You had better come with us, Jimmy, and show us where you live. You can ride with me on Diablo. On the way, you can tell us your story. It looks to me, Pancho, as if we have work to do.
That's all I know about it, Cisco.
Did these hombres trouble your father, too?
Well, I don't know. He was around the other side of the house. All I know is one of the men rode over there, and I heard a shot. But I don't know what happened. Oh, here's our house.
Si. No sign of any hombres here now. Go down. Hold over,
hold over, hold Pancho, help you down from the
other window.
Come now, come. Lie down.
All right. Come, Jimmy. You and I will go in the house and have a look around. Pancho, take care of the horses.
Si, Cisco.
All right, now come, Jimmy. I will go in first. Madre mia, what have we here?
What is it, Cisco? Oh, it's my dad. Got him, too.
He's unconscious, Jimmy, but he's still alive. Hurry and get some water while I look at his wounds.
All right.
This is bad, but he need not be fatal. It looks as if he had dragged himself from somewhere outdoors into the house, through the back door. Pancho!
Cisco!
Come here, can you?
Pancho!
We'll have to get the senor to town to a doctor as fast as we can, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
The boy will have to go with us. We cannot leave him here by himself, or those hombres might come back.
Pancho would like to get a look at those hombres. Cisco fix them, no?
If we can find them, amigo, then we will do our best to find them.
Poor niño. Hombre shoot his dog and his papacito. Find them, Cisco. We find them.
There's a cafe, Ace.
Oh, over there.
Now we'll see if that girl's still here.
Yep.
Now this table's all right, Ace.
Yeah. We can keep our backs against the wall and watch who comes in. The girl's still here, Dick, waiting on the next table.
Hey, sweetheart, come here.
Keep your shirt on, mister. I'm busy right now.
Never mind that. Come over here.
All right, I'll take your order, but it'll be a few minutes before I can bring it to you.
Look, never mind those other customers. Pay attention to me, see?
Listen, hombre, I ain't got time for that kind of talk.
And not even for a couple of new ranch owners, huh?
Shut up, Ace.
New ranch owners, huh? What ranch?
Never mind. Bring us some beans and steak and coffee.
Sure, when it's your turn. There's others ahead of you, mister.
Nobody's ahead of us, see? And to prove it, we'll drive the rest of them out of here. Draw your gun, Ace, and we'll make these other hombres do a little dance.
Hey, here now, put those guns away.
Sure, watch us. Open up, Ace.
Why, you maverick, what are you doing?
There they go, Ace. Running for the street. Give them some more. And it sure is fun, Jake.
You dirty mongrel. You buzzard.
He's got spunk, Ace. That's what I like in a woman, spunk. Hustle now, sweetheart, and bring us our steak, because we're hungry.
Not come with us to the cafe, Cisco.
No, the doctor's wife wants him to stay there.
Uh-huh.
He'll be better off there than with us.
He was him and Nino cry for his dog, Cisco. And make Pancho almost cry, too.
Say, we'll have to try to find him a dog, Pancho.
Yeah.
But the best news is that the doctor said Jimmy's father would be better.
Mm, it's good news.
We'll ask questions in the cafe. Uh-huh. Hold up, hold up,
hold up. Pancho, find a dog for that Nino. Pancho got the right clear to Santi Pay, no?
Oh, we will find a dog somewhere, Pancho. Come on.
Pancho see only two hombres in the cafe, Cisco.
I see. That is too bad. I hope the senorita would be serving more people than that.
The window's not, Cisco.
See.
Look like a riot in here, huh?
Come on, sweetheart. Hurry up with that grub. Dionysus is getting impatient.
I told you wasn't getting even a crust of bread in here. I'm sorry, gents, but we ain't serving the... Well, Cisco... Pancho.
Buenas noches, señorita Ana.
Buenas noches, señorita Ana.
Oh, if I ain't glad to see you too, my name ain't Anna Morris.
Listen, sweetheart.
Oh, shut up.
I guess we gotta make them two hombres dance out of here, too. I guess we have.
Cisco, those two have just about wrecked my place.
Open up, Ace.
Oh, you double coyote.
Dance, your hombres, dance.
That is just what we are not going to do. I do not like your looks, hombre. I like your actions even less. So I will kick over this table and you with it. While you are floundering around, I will take those guns of you. Get up on your feet, both of you. How much damage have they done in here, senorita, in terms of money?
Well, considering the customers I lost and everything, I'd say a couple $100, Cisco.
Very well. That would be $100 apiece, hombres. Put your money down on this table.
Listen, you. If you've got any idea, we're paying.
That is just the idea I have, hombre. Quickly, put your money on that table.
Yeah, I guess we better, Jake.
All right. Big one stuff a drop on us.
Like pulling the teeth to put that money, Cisco, huh?
Yeah, they sure are in pain.
Come on, let's be going.
Wait! There is one thing more. Senor Walden was shot and seriously wounded at his rancho to the north of here this afternoon. Do you hombres know anything about that?
Us? No, of course not.
Who's Walden?
We come into town from the south.
Very well. I have no proof. But if I find that you hombres did have anything to do with it, we will meet again and soon. Now get out of here.
Look at him sitting there and laughing, Ace. Laughing at us. You gonna let him get away with it?
I sure ain't going in there to mix with that Cisco kid, Jake. He's bad medicine.
Who said anything about going in? I can get Cisco from here.
With what? He's got our guns.
Not all of them, he ain't. I always carry an extra one shoved down into a holster inside my shirt.
I don't know, Jake. Maybe we better let well enough alone.
No, hombre's tossing me around to get away with it. Besides, that Cisco may decide to ask some more questions about that shooting out to the ranch.
I'd like to know how in blazes he found out about it.
He said Walden was wounded serious. I thought I'd killed him. Maybe Cisco called around at the ranch after we left. Or maybe that kid told him.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, I want to ride back out there, race, and take over. I'd feel easier if Cisco was out of the way.
Well, of course, there ain't any law right around here.
Territorial marshal, most 50 miles away. Chances are he hardly ever comes here. Come on. Let's get up close by that window.
It is not convenient. Do not get us any food, senorita.
For you and Pancho? Oh, you just bet it's convenient, Cisco.
Cisco, that's the way to get here, senorita.
Nah, Pancho.
I'm sure glad to hear that.
I can get him right through the hole in this here window.
Better make it sure, Jake.
I'm gonna. This'll be the finish of the Cisco kid. And I mean finish.
But perhaps the desperado, Jake, is just a little too sure. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Hot buttered popcorn. Crisp. Tender morsels that melt in your mouth. Try some. Easy to make with a West Bend corn popper that's easy to buy at your Pennzoil station. You can get this $7.95 electric West Bend corn popper for just $4.95 when you buy 8 gallons of Pennzoil gasoline. You save $3 on the corn popper, and you get extra value from Pennzoil's power-packed premium gasoline, satisfying premium performance at the price of regular. Stop in at your Pennzoil station and take advantage of this double benefit. Get 8 gallons of Pennzoil gasoline to give your car a new lease on life, and get your corn popper, too. There's a free bag of popcorn with each popper. So enjoy Pennzoil performance and enjoy crisp, hot buttered popcorn today.
Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Coyote Pup. When Cisco ordered the desperados, Jake and Ace, out of the cafe, he didn't know they were the men who had shot and seriously wounded Rancher Walden and also had shot a dog belonging to Walden's 9-year-old son, Jimmy. Even more, Cisco didn't know Jake had another gun, which the desperado used to shoot Cisco down from outside the cafe. But now...
Cisco! Cisco!
Quick, Pancho. That shot came from just outside the window.
But Cisco...
I'll attend to him. Now, hurry up.
Si, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, I'm all right, senorita.
But you're not all right, Cisco. You're wounded. You're sure?
I think it is just a flesh wound. Madre mia. I was very careless to think those hombres would go away without trying to get back at me.
Yeah, well, now, let's get that shirt off, Cisco. I'll bind up the wound until we can get you over to the doctor's. Now, I'll be careful. I won't hurt you any more than I have to.
Oh, that is all right, senorita.
Oh, here's a clean tablecloth. That ought to make a good bandage, hmm?
Pancho, run around the cafe. Not see nobody. She's gonna dead?
No, I'm far from dead, Pancho.
Pancho, hand me that glass of water, please.
Si, senorita.
Thanks. Oh, that wound don't look so bad at that, Cisco. We'll have you over to the doctor's in no time.
I'm not going to the doctor's, senorita.
But, Cisco...
Cisco,
you...
better go to the doctor, Cisco.
No, that would be wasting time. Senorita, tell me all you know about those hombres.
Well, I don't know much about them. They come in here about a year ago, and I didn't see them since till tonight. One of them said something about being new ranchers around here.
New ranchers?
Yeah, one of them said it, and then the other one told him to shut up quickly.
Oh, he did.
Maybe not new ranchers, Cisco.
Pancho, we are going to ride out to Senor Walden's rancho tonight.
But, Cisco, your shoulder, you can't use that arm.
Cisco not need 2 arms against those hombres.
One more thing, senorita. Do you know where Pancho and I could get a pup here in this town?
A pup?
Si, a dog for the son of Senor Walden.
Oh, I don't know, Cisco. I don't believe I ever saw more than 1 or 2 dogs in town. I'll ask, though.
I would be glad if you would.
There you are. The shoulder's bandaged up as well as I can do it.
It's a good job, senorita.
Si, very good. Gracias, senorita.
Hey, you say Mr. Walden's bad hurt? Who's going to look after his boy?
He is at the doctor's house now, senorita. The senora is looking after him.
Oh, I think I'll go over and see him. I don't know him and his father very well, but they seem awful nice, and maybe there's something I can do.
Senorita, a good senorita.
Si, you are kind. Gracias for finding up my shoulder. Come, Pancho, let us go.
Oh, there. Well, we're home, Ace.
Yeah, home.
Let's go in and get a light going.
Now strike a match.
There's a lamp over on the table, Ace.
Yeah. Now we can see what we're doing. I'll go tend to the horses.
No, I'll leave them for now. We may be using them again tonight.
What for?
If Walden don't die of that wound.
Well, we gun him down, huh?
We sure can't let him live. We'd better make sure the Cisco kid's dead, too. Hey, what's that?
Just a coyote back in the hill.
I didn't know for a second, but what was that dog? I'll tell you what, Ace. We'll rustle up some grub here, and then we better ride back to town. And if necessary, finish them jobs we started. How's your shoulder feel, Cisco?
Oh, it's quite sore, Pancho. I do not think I can use it for some days, but there's not much pain.
Don't you think we should come out here tomorrow, Cisco, and not tonight?
Those hombres are at Senor Walden's ranch house. They'll not be expecting us tonight, amigo. And the element of surprise is important.
Old Coyote surprised too, Cisco. He's surprised to know we're here.
Si.
The Coyote make Pancho think of a dog, Cisco. We got to get the dog for the Nino.
Si, Pancho, I agree. The question is, where do we get the dog?
Pancho not know, but whenever Pancho think of the Nino crying over no dog, Pancho want to cry too.
You are very soft-hearted, Chico.
It's not a good way to be, Cisco.
It's a fine way to be, Pancho.
That the Senor Coyote, Cisco.
Si.
Pancho think he lonesome. The Senor Coyote not let him come near the den with the little Coyote. Little Coyote.
What are you laughing at, Pancho?
Little Coyote. Oh, Pancho got the idea, Cisco.
Get them. Careful, Pancho. Hold up. Hold up. There is the ranch house right ahead of us. Did not know we were so near.
Tomorrow, Pancho, going to hear.
Get them. You want those hombres to hear us? They are there. Someone is there. The light is burning. Come on. Let us walk quietly to the house.
See, Cisco. Tomorrow, Pancho, come into the hills.
Quieto, I tell you, Pancho.
Pancho, quieto. Little Coyote. Little Coyote.
Let's get going back to town. Take along Walden's rifle, too.
Is he hombre, Cisco?
Si.
That'll do the job if Cisco Walden ain't
dead. Those mavericks.
But you not can fight them, Cisco. Bad shoulder, just one arm.
Do not intend to fight them, Pancho. We'll take them at gunpoint.
But Cisco not so good with the gun in the left hand, no?
You're gonna blow out that lamp, Ace.
Now, come on, Pancho. Stay where you are, hombre.
Hey, not start anything, hombre.
Oh, you are the one who shot Senor Walden and killed that boy's dog.
I found a Cisco. You. I didn't expect.
You did not expect me to be alive.
Look out, Cisco. Hombre, need the lamp. He knocked the lamp over the room, Doc.
Stand by the door, Pancho.
Yes, here, get us, Cisco.
It is just what we are going to do, hombre.
Pancho, flip this one, Cisco. And Pancho, take the seat on him.
Good for you, Pancho.
I'll beat your brains out, Cisco.
And I doubt, hombre.
Cisco got it in one hand, but he beat your brains out with it. If you got brains, no?
Oh, we can use one hand, huh? Well, this will be easy. Come on, Ace. Help me.
Let's get up. No, you're not get up, Pancho. Ouch, a little. He Pancho, pounce again.
I can see a little better now, hombre. You have to reach your jaw with these fists and reach it one.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno.
I will keep an eye on this hombre, Pancho, while you get a light.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, find another lamp here, and Pancho, light it.
Yeah, we will look over these coyotes before we tie them up and hold them for the territorial marshal.
Coyotes, si, si. Little coyotes.
Why do you keep laughing at that, Pancho? What is all this little coyote business?
Well, no pups in the town, Cisco, but pups in the hills. Indians tame coyote pup. Boy can tame coyote pup, too. Little coyote pup for Nino, no?
That is good thinking, Pancho.
Donato.
By all means, a coyote pup. And I will come into the hills with you tomorrow at daylight.
That little pup cute, though.
Hey, good little pup.
Hey, and Pancho deserves the credit, senorita. He was the one who thought of it, and he was the one who found the coyote's den.
See, and three little pups, senorita, and Pancho picked the best one.
Well, he's just as cute as he could be, Pancho. And I know Jimmy will be awful happy with him.
Where is Jimmy now, senorita?
Oh, he's out in the kitchen eating.
Pancho, go eat with the meal.
Now, wait a minute, Pancho. Remember your manners.
See, but Pancho also remember his stomach.
You can eat all you want to in a minute, Pancho. But let me call Jimmy first. He's so happy to know his daddy's better. Well, this will just make everything perfect. I'll call him.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy.
Want much more?
Can you come here a minute here, please?
Oh, sure.
This should be worth seeing.
What is it, Miss Morris?
Pancho's got something to show you, Jimmy.
Hey, Nino. You like this little pup, no?
Oh, ain't he a little dandy, though?
Mm-hmm.
Whose is he, Pancho?
Ooh, let Pancho see. Little pup belongs to a little boy named Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
You mean he's from me?
Si.
Honest?
Si.
And I can call him Prince, too?
Yeah, si, Nino. He's your pup. You can call him anything you want to.
Thanks,
Pancho. Cisco, too.
And thank you, Cisco.
Oh, you are very welcome, Jimmy.
I'm going to take him right over to the doctor's house and show him to my dad. Here, Prince, I'll carry him.
Pancho, go too, Nino. Pancho, why don't you play with little pup three?
Oh, Jimmy's happy as a lark now, isn't he? That was a mighty sweet thing for you to do, Cisco.
But Pancho did it, Senorita Ana.
I know, but you helped. You're always doing things for people, Cisco. I'll never be able to thank you enough.
For what?
Well, For rounding up those bandits and making them pay for the damage they did to the cafe. But mostly for making it possible for me to get to know Charlie Walden better.
Oh, in this short time, senorita?
Yeah. It don't take long for a thing like that to hit hard. It sure did hit both of us hard.
Well, I am glad for you. Glad for Jimmy, too. A boy his age needs a mother.
So you and Pancho will come to the wedding, won't you, Cisco?
Indeed we will, senorita. And until then, hasta la vista. Pancho.
How do you know how to say the right thing to a senorita?
How do I know how to say the right thing to a senorita?
Yeah.
I am not at all sure I do, Pancho.
See, Pancho knows this. Cisco always say the right thing. Pancho never say the right thing.
In what connection, amigo? When did you say the wrong thing to a senorita?
Last week in Cottonwood Flat, Pancho called to see Big Maria.
Oh, see, I remember you called to see Big Maria, Pancho. But what did you say to her that was wrong?
Well, Big Maria said to Pancho, 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 she said, come, Pancho, sit down here by Maria.
See?
So Pancho go sit down by Maria.
Then what, Chico?
Then Big Maria say, funny thing, Pancho, with a man's arm and the senorita's waist, you're about the same length, no?
A man's arm and a senorita's waist just about the same length.
See, and then Big Maria snuggled closer to Pancho.
And what did you do, Pancho?
Pancho get scared, Chico. And then Pancho said the wrong thing, and Big Maria get mad and tell Pancho to go home.
After she told you a man's arm and a senorita's waist were just about the same length, you said the wrong thing?
Si, Cisco.
Well, tell me, amigo, what did you say?
And Pancho say, go get a piece of string, Big Maria, and we measure and see.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
For that evening snack when you're watching TV, enjoy crisp, hot, buttered popcorn. It's great. You can get the popper and the popcorn at your Pennzoil station. Get a $7.95 electric West Bend corn popper and a free bag of popcorn for only $4.95 when you buy 8 gallons of Pennzoil gasoline. It's an eye-popping double savings. You save $3 on the corn popper and you get Pennzoil premium at the price of regular. Power-packed Pennzoil to help you start faster on cold mornings and to give you better performance anytime. And a West Bend corn popper to make TV time popcorn time. So drive into your neighborhood Pennzoil station. Enjoy Pennzoil performance today and enjoy hot buttered popcorn tonight. Another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Pancho by Harry Lang.